The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
In fact, it's not Rolene Marx, really. It is Tamar Yona, and she's from Israel News Talk Radio, and she's standing in for Rolene Marx, who will be back with us tomorrow. Good afternoon, Tamar. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you both?
Oh, it's so lovely to hear from you. What is going on with Israeli politics?
Same old, what
really?
We say in Hebrew, balagan, chaos.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so what is happening, Tamar? Can you break it down for us?
Well, after the elections, the head of the largest party that was given permission by the president of Israel, which is Ruby Rivlin, to try and form a coalition, and that is Bibi Netanyahu, he has not been able to do so in the time allotted to him. So now he's calling for dissolving the Knesset and going to new elections, which pretty much nobody is happy about.
I don't understand that, actually. Why on earth would a party like Kahol Lavan not be happy to go to new elections?
Kahol Lavan got almost as many votes as, well, I guess they got 35 and 35 seats to the Knesset, but they didn't get as many votes. And I think that they're thinking that they may be able to steal the leadership by, they're now suggesting that the Likud join them to make a coalition, but they have to throw Bibi out.
So that's a really interesting place to be. I was wondering at what point talk of a national unity government would surface. Is that the talk at the moment?
There's some talk, but it's not really very serious because it's probably not going to happen. Most likely, Bibi will not be thrown out of his party. People love Bibi. They call him Melech Yisrael, which is King of Israel. He's hated by many, but he's loved by many as well. And we saw in the elections that he got these votes. And the majority of the people of Israel are leaning to the right. And that's why he was able to, get the opportunity to try and make a coalition government, and the Blue and White Party was not.
Tamar, I understand appreciating Bibi's strength and his love of Israel. I think that's clear. I think what he wasn't so clear about prior to the election was what he was going to do with the immunity law. And it seems like there are very senior members of the judiciary who are incredibly upset with what he is proposing to do.
Yes, you know, there's two sides to the story now, and I'll just give one. I'm not a Bibi lover. I appreciate the things he does well. The things he doesn't do well, I very much call him on it because it's infuriating.
Yeah.
However, a lot of these cases against him, in my opinion, are harassment. They're trying everything they can do in order to get him out of the Knesset, to get him out of the Prime Minister's chair. And that's what the whole Blue and White Party was, by the way. It was a party with a platform of anyone but Bibi.
Interesting take on it. I want to take us to Germany with the story that just came out, I think it was yesterday, about the fact that the Germans have basically put their hands up and given up, saying, don't wear a kippah out in public. How's that been received in Israel?
Well, the president of Israel, Ruby Rivlin, came out and said that no one's going to tell us what to do, that we can wear a kippah or a yarmulke anywhere we want. And it's just another sign of the worsening anti-Semitism. It's another sign of Islam taking over Europe and it's becoming Eurabia. And if that thuggery works, violence works, and they intimidate people from being able to express themselves under laws of freedom and to freedom of worship, etc., etc. And we're seeing that the thuggery works.
Jumping around to another topic, Israel and fires. You've been through a torrid time. Are things under control?
Things are under control. We're still getting fires, by the way, from the Gaza Strip when they're sending out their incendiary balloons, unfortunately. But what we saw that happened in Mavoe Modi'in, where 40 to 50 homes were destroyed, I actually interviewed one of the families that was that lost their homes. She's a mother of five children, and she's got a sixth one on the way. And they were totally burned out. They have nothing to go back to. They've lost everything. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And everybody was wondering, it was, you know, we had 100 degree Fahrenheit weather, which is around 39, 40 degree weather here in Celsius. So it was dry conditions. It was very bad. And we had the bonfires from the Lag BaOmer holiday. However, the government and the security workers are now looking at the situation, and they're saying that this specific fire, as some others as well, by the way, they are now suspecting of arson. And if it was arson, most likely, sadly, it's from the Arabs.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, with 40 degree heat, you can understand why this is as problematic as it is. And yet the positive in all this, if there is any positive to be had, Tamar, is that, I read that Egypt sent assistance in terms of putting out fires.
Yes, Egypt, I think also Italy, Greece, Cyprus, as well. So yes, thank goodness. And Israel always helps also when other countries are in need. So it's good to see people working together.
Do you think by this time next week, you may have a government?
I'm going to tell you something, Simon. Bibi, whether you like him or not, is a master politician. And I have seen him pull rabbits out of his hat at the last moment. And my bet, I don't know any inside information, but just based on history, I would not be surprised at all if even after two readings, because you have to have three readings three votes to dissolve the government to pass these laws, that before the third one, he may indeed just do that. And in fact, one of the latest headlines now is that Netanyahu and Lieberman are going to be meeting at the height of the crisis. That's from IsraelNationalNews.com. And again, he pulls rabbits out of his hat all the time. He is brilliant. Bibi, and he knows how to do things. And I wouldn't be surprised if he saves the day. We don't have to go to new elections.
Interesting. I just don't know where the compromise position is, because Lieberman's put his stick in the sand and the Haredim seem to have put their stick in their sand. And I just don't know where the midpoint is. Don't know how he does it, but you say the man's a magician. He'll come up with something.
He has done it before. That's all I can say.
Tamara, can I just interject very quickly, because we do have to go to news headlines. A few years ago, there was a think tank. Israel was on a drive to get Israelis to know about diaspora Jews as much as diaspora Jews know about Israel and Israelis. And I got to interview a journalist, a CEO, and I can't remember the position that the other person had. And Israel had just released its census figures. This was about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Yeah. And just looking at the census figures, I got out my calculator and I started calculating. And what it showed is that in 15 years' time, you would have an Arab population that's the same size as the Jewish population, because it's only the Orthodox, the Haredi community that has a very, very high birth rate. And these women were all very, very leftist women. They were very secular. They said something very interesting. I said to them, what would you do? I said, let's play the what-if game. What happens if there is such a situation where there is an Arab majority in Israel? And every single one of them said that we'd leave. Now, they've all served in the IDF. And that really shocked me. And then the one who's a TV presenter, she actually she presents on radio and on television. I think it's Israel One that she does on television. She said the only ones that will stay will be the religious. What's your thought on that?
Well, I don't know how much time I have, but I can tell you that the trend of the population is that more and more Jews are becoming more observant, more traditional. They're moving in that direction. Number two, the secular Israelis are having more children. The Arabs are having less children. And the trends are, with a lot of Arabs leaving now too, I think they just said like last year 35,000 Gazan Arabs left Gaza to make lives elsewhere. And Arabs are going to Europe. They're going to the States. They're going to Scandinavia. They're going all over. The Arab population is not growing like the Jewish population is here. So I am not worried about that. And very, very interesting trends that we're having here.
It is interesting. Tamar Yona, thank you very, very much for standing in today. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. And you know, maybe that's something that Lieberman is upset about, is maybe he's becoming obsolete and his ideas are becoming obsolete as Israeli society becomes more connected to their Jewish heritage as a Jewish state. Thank you so much, Tamar.